You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Alden Gonzalez, who covers the Angels for MLB.com. And Alden Gonzalez, you wrote a fabulous story on Garrett Richards that's now on the Angels.com website and MLB.com. And that is as good as it gets. And you take us back to the day that he ruptured his patella tendon in his left knee. Update us. Okay, first of all, just people can read the story. But the way you open the story is that on this day in August 20th at Fenway Park, he was sort of taking in what a breakthrough season it had had for him. Can you sort of just take us inside your reporting of the story?
Yeah, and thank you very much for the kind words, Richard. I really appreciate that. It's funny because, you know, Garrett Richards is not really a very introspective guy, you know. He's 26 years old. He's just, you know, having the season of his life, but he doesn't really, you know, get too caught up in deep thought or anything like that. And I just thought it was really interesting because he's the one who actually thought it was really interesting because he's never really done that before. He usually comes out of the mound and, you know, him and Mike Butcher just talk about what's working good for him, what's coming out of his hand well, tendencies of other hitters, how they're going to change the game plan based on how his bullpen went. And on that day, he was just quiet. He was just walking around, looking around at everything. He had been in Fenway Park before, but I believe that was his first start at Fenway Park. And I guess Fenway just has a way of bringing that kind of thing out of you. And, you know, Mike Butcher recalled that conversation like it was yesterday. I talked to him about it too, and they both kind of remembered that. And it's just kind of like an eerie kind of feeling because, I don't know, I think maybe one thing that Mike Butcher told me about it was that, and he's just speculating on it, but he feels like maybe Garrett just felt like everything came full circle for him. He was having the season of his life. He had finally come into his own in the big leagues. He was in Boston. It was packed. And, you know, the manager on the other side was the manager who kind of snubbed him from the All-Star game when everybody kind of thought that he should have been an All-Star this year. So I think he just took that moment to reflect. And then, you know, as eerie as it is, as cryptic as it sounds, you know, minutes later he was down on the ground in pain and suffering a really serious knee injury and testing his determination and character like really never before.
And you point out in the story that only six pitchers have suffered a ruptured patella tendon, only two of them starting pitchers, I think was the way I remember reading it.
Yeah.
So update us on his recovery and the prognosis going forward.
Yeah, today's actually a big day for him. I don't know if he did it yet. Maybe he already did, but today was the first day that he was going to run with his full body weight. And, you know, what he's been doing since pretty much since the second week of January when he began his running program was he's been running on an anti-gravity treadmill. And the purpose of the anti-gravity treadmill is so that the athlete doesn't really have to put his full body weight when he's running. This is usually for guys who are recovering from lower body injuries. I remember Kendrys Morales going through this for a long time. Yeah. And so gradually he's been kind of coming off the weight a little bit. When I was there, he was doing 80% of his body weight on the anti-gravity treadmill. Today would have been the first day that he does it at 100%. And, you know, so that's a big step in itself. And then the bigger step is going to be when pitchers and catchers report, which is the first day that he wants to kind of really get off a mound for the first time. And look, every step of this rehab process has gone great. He hasn't had any setbacks. He's done everything that he's supposed to. His body has responded well. I think the fact that he's only 26 years old and the fact that he doesn't have any prior history with that knee kind of lended itself to a big recovery. But Keith Coker, one of the physical therapists at physiotherapy, told me, you know, the biggest test is yet to come. His job is to get off a mound. And, you know, there's going to be some sort of mental hurdle with continually landing on the leg that he just had surgery on. And, you know, that's going to be the big test. And then once he gets into spring training, it's just going to be about how he progresses. He said that he's been targeting opening day ever since he was laying on that training table and they told him that he could come back in 6 months. And it was very realistic. But it's also very pragmatic for the Angels to just ease him along in spring training, maybe start him off on the disabled list because they have some starting pitching depth to kind of hold the fort down for a little bit. And you know what? If Garrett Richards misses the his first two turns through the rotation at the beginning of the year, it's really no big deal at all, as long as he's 100% once he really gets out there.
You know, Alden, one of the most fascinating parts of this story is not what happened to Garrett, but what happened to the Angels in the wake of this. They began August 20th with a half-game lead in AL West. As you know, they ended up winning by 10 games. They went 24-14 beginning that day. And
yeah.
How does a manager deal with something so devastating to a club? And I thought it was so interesting that Mike Socia held a team meeting to say, we have to support Garrett. Not that we're going to be okay or anything like that. Can you talk about how impressive you were with the job of leadership that Mike showed and the players showed in not letting this injury to the number one starter bring the whole season down?
Yeah, it was really amazing what happened, because I remember that the night of that injury, you know, the narrative around the Angels was they're done. You know, they still hadn't caught the A's in the American League West, but they were right in the thick of the race, and Garrett Richards was their guy, and their rotation depth was not very good. And as you remember, every fifth day they had to have a bullpen game, you know, to get through it. And the run that they went on was just fantastic. I know it just gets lost in the shuffle because they got swept in the American League Division Series, but they closed down the season on a tear, and I think they showed a lot of character. I think the one thing that Mike Socia did was he was very realistic about what this meant. And I'll never forget the conversation that we had with him in Oakland 2 days later. They announced that Garrett Richards had the surgery and everything went successful. You know, the typical announcement, they always say successful surgery. I've never heard of an unsuccessful surgery, to be honest. But Mike Socia said that day, because, you know, somebody was asking him, can this be the kind of thing that can rally these guys together, get them to come together? Can something like this galvanize a team? And what he said was, look, this is not going to galvanize anybody. There is nothing positive that can come out of Garrett Richards being out for the season. There's nothing positive that can come out of us losing somebody like that and kind of dealing with the pain of kind of feeling so bad for the kid and just having that loss in our rotation. If we end up playing well and if we end up finishing this thing out and make the playoffs, it won't be because this happened. It'll be because, you know, we just so happen to play well. But I don't think there's anything positive that can come out of this. And which is so true, and I thought that was kind of a little bit of a rare moment of clarity for Mike Socia, because typically managers will take the easy way out and say, this is going to be a big test for our team, and I hope we can come together through this. But I think Socia, in the media and with his players, was always really realistic about what this meant and how much of a traumatic blow this was. And I think in the process, you know, the guys just focused on playing their game and, you know, trying their best to forget about it. I think what really helped with this was that Garrett Richards was a starting pitcher. And as good as he was, he only had control of the outcome once every 5 days. So once every 5 days, they had to figure it out. And four out of every other 5 days, it was pretty much the same as always. And I think that mindset kind of helped them out.
And I think, you know, just in just the conversation you described in Oakland, sort of, that's why you have a Mike Socia, a guy who's sensitive to players, a guy who played the game for a long time and has established himself as one of the great managers of our time. If you had to list one strength of this guy or two strengths, why Mike Socia is great, when fans see you out, what is the thing that strikes you most about Mike Socia's managing?
I think it's the consistency of the process. The Major League Baseball schedule can be so arduous. There's 162 games, and there's so many highs and lows within a season, so many good runs, so many bad runs. And I think Mike Socia's biggest strength is that he's pretty much like a robot. He is the same guy every single day, no matter what happens, no matter how many games in a row they've lost, no matter how many games in a row they've won. He is a very consistent voice. The message is always the exact same thing. And I think that's very necessary in a clubhouse when you have such a marathon of a season and so many highs and lows. I'll never forget when they clinched a playoff berth earlier this year. We hadn't clinched the division yet. They just clinched a playoff berth, which, you know, in this day and age, it really means nothing because you're only guaranteed one extra game. You have to win it. The key is winning the division. Mike Swisher got up on that podium, and, you know, everybody wanted to ask about clinching a playoff berth because they hadn't been to the playoffs in 5 years, and they had these hats set up on the podium on the dais with the postseason emblem on the side. He got to the podium, and he just shoved them both out of the way, and he deflected any question about the playoffs. He didn't even want to hear it because, in his mind, they hadn't made the playoffs yet. You know, even though it would have been a great accomplishment because they hadn't been there in a while and because Garrett Richards went down, the fact that they had only locked up a wild card berth meant absolutely nothing to him. The message remained the same. It was the next day, the next day, the next day. And I think that's big for a team throughout a season, but I think it magnifies when a team goes through such a traumatic injury like the one with Garrett. I think the consistency of a message like that is what really could pull a team through.
Absolutely, and it's great. I love watching guys who lead groups of men like this and do it through adversity. But anyway, it's been a great talk. You did a great job on that story on Gary Richards.
Thank you, Richard.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, as always, Alvin.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.